Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super powerful. The art of forgiveness. You know, that thing we all say we want but sometimes feels like trying to lift a rogue elephant with your pinky finger. Trust me, I get it. Forgiveness isn't easy. It's not some fluffy feel-good concept. It's a conscious choice, a muscle you flex every time you decide to let go of the anger, resentment, and bitterness that can weigh us down. But here's the kicker. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. It's about breaking free from those chains of negativity that keep you stuck in the past, preventing you from fully living in the present moment. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? That, my friends, is resentment speaking. Forgiveness is about taking those bricks out, tossing them over your shoulder, and finally feeling light on your feet again. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you master this beautiful art. Number 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what they did was okay. Nope, it's about recognizing that holding on to anger and hurt is doing more damage to you than to the person who wronged you. You're literally allowing their actions to define your present and future, which is a total power move for them, right? Let go of that control, reclaim your power, and choose peace over pain. Number 2. Forgiveness takes time. It's not the light switch you can flip. It's a journey, a process of understanding, acceptance, and ultimately letting go. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every small step forward, and remember that healing isn't linear, it has its ups and downs. Just keep showing up for yourself, day after day, and eventually those heavy chains will loosen their grip. Number 3. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. We all have our flaws, our bad days, and sometimes we mess up royally. Holding onto grudges against people for their imperfections only perpetuates a cycle of negativity. Instead, try to see their actions through the lens of human fallibility. We're all learning, growing, and striving to be better. Maybe they made a mistake, but maybe, just maybe, it also served as a lesson for them. Number 4. Cultivate empathy. I know, easier said than done when you've been hurt, right? But try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. What were their intentions? What might have led them to make that choice? Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you detach from the anger and resentment. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens. Number 5. Forgive yourself too. Seriously, this one is crucial. We all make mistakes. We all fall short of our own expectations sometimes. Holding on to self-blame and regret only hinders your growth and progress. Practice self-compassion, acknowledge your missteps, learn from them, and move on with kindness towards yourself. You deserve it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this coworker who constantly steals your ideas and takes credit for your work. It's infuriating, right? You feel undervalued, disrespected, maybe even betrayed. You're tempted to let the resentment fester, to lash out, to play dirty yourself, but then what? Do you want to spend another day stewing in anger, feeling bitter and defeated? Or do you want to rise above it all, reclaim your power, and show them in yourself that you're bigger than their petty actions? Forgiveness isn't about condoning their behavior, it's about choosing a path of personal growth, of integrity, and of strength. It's about letting go of the burden so you can focus on what truly matters, your own success, your well-being, and creating positive change in the world. So here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of heart. But the rewards are immeasurable. Inner peace, freedom from negativity, stronger relationships, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. Ready to unlock that power within? Start small. Maybe forgive someone for a minor annoyance today. Acknowledge your own mistakes and offer yourself some grace. With each step you take towards forgiveness, you're opening the door to a brighter future for yourself and everyone around you. Remember, you got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of Stoic wisdom. And if you have your own stories about navigating the art of forgiveness, we'd love to hear them in the comments. Until next time, keep on striving for that inner peace that's worth every ounce of effort.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.